Brandon, you and I email all the time. We very rarely actually talk on the phone. Are we hurting our ability to be effective and efficient in dealing with each other?
That's a good question. For our purposes, I think we're using email perfectly, exactly as it's intended. Email can be extremely helpful when it's used for logistics and scheduling, which is often how we use it. When it's used to get someone else's reaction to something, which is often how you and I use it. Another way it can be very helpful is if you use it to summarize key points. Say you and I talk and we agree on something, and I was scribbling down notes. I can go back and send it to you and say, hey, Joshua, we talked about this. Let's don't forget it. We'll talk next month about this. Where it's extremely unhelpful is when we use email for our feedback. People often use email for that purpose because they think it's more efficient. It has the illusion of efficiency. It actually creates confusion, chaos, and makes things less efficient. Another way we mess up with email is we've got an emotional reaction to something. Ugh, awful, awful. Because the problem with email is people can't sense your intention underneath it.
Right, yeah, we've all experienced that lack of tone or emotion that can come with email. And then you read often more into a message than really is probably there. What else is there that's dangerous about digital versus face-to-face communication?
We have a greater likelihood that we might fib a little. We might bend the truth a little. It's a lot easier to stretch the truth in a written document or an email than if I said it to you face-to-face. And what a lot of larger organizations tend to use email for, and this is where we've all experienced this, they use it as a form of documentation, which email can be used that way. But we've all experienced death by CC, and it becomes this enormous mess.
I want to go back to something you said just a second ago about how we're more likely to lie in our email. There actually is a recent study about this from the University of Massachusetts. We lie 5 times as much in email as we do in person, especially if we don't really know the person that we're emailing. Why?
So it speaks to the dangerous truth about email. You don't build relationships over email. People are not real.
Is it just that? It's just, I don't know you, so I can tell you whatever, and it doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. It's not personal. I sit across from you. I get to know you. I hear your story. I don't want to lie to you. Right? I want to work with you. And so it squeezes out our opportunity to build real, trusting relationships. You can't build trust over email.
Is it a bright line to you, or is it a blurry line between using email or making that phone call or talking to somebody in person?
It's a very good question. When in doubt, pick up the phone. I think that's what I would say. If you get stuck in that middle spot, it feels a little blurry, a little fuzzy, when in doubt, pick up the phone. But you know what you can also do? If you're not sure, do both. There's nothing that says you can't pick up the phone and send an email.
Brandon Smith, our resident expert on workplace and career issues. Good to talk to you, Brandon.
Joshua, good to talk to you.